The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
And now, Peggy's wind-up call.
After a Peggy wind-up call, the theme is lost property, remember? We have five little statements that we've been using every single day.
Look, is this lost property?
That one.
Oh, I need your help.
That one.
I've lost my willy.
That one?
Yes, yes, but he's 43 and he always goes missing, dear.
And this one.
So what should I do now?
And then our little joker that we can play anytime is this.
Speak up, cloth ears.
Right, let's phone up a very famous railway station in America. It's used in a lot of films. It's called Grand Central. And good morning to everyone listening in Grand Central in City Centre Liverpool this morning. Let's make a phone call.
Welcome to MTA Metro North Railroad.
MTA Metro North, this is Richard.
Oh, I need your help.
Yes, ma'am.
Look, is this lost property?
Lost property? No, lost and found, this is not. This is just customer information. How can I help you?
I need your help.
You need my help?
I've lost my willy.
You what?
I've lost my willy.
You lost your willy? You lost your willy.
So what should I do now?
What should you do now?
I've lost my willy.
You've lost your willy?
Speak up, cloth ears.
Well, that's I'm not getting you. I'm not copying what you're saying.
I've lost my willy.
Yes, and?
So what should I do now?
Okay. And how can I help you?
I've lost my willy.
Oh. Well, that's something I don't think I can help you with.
Yes, yes, but he's 43 and he always goes missing, dear.
Oh, what's willy? Willy is what?
So what should I do now?
Well, would you like some help?
Look, is this lost property?
This is not lost property.
I've lost my willy.
Okay. And continue.
Yes, yes, but he's 43 and he always goes missing, dear.
He always goes missing?
Yes, yes, but he's 43 and he always goes missing, dear.
He always goes missing.
So what should I do now?
I think you ought to call him.
Oh, I need your help.
Well, I can only help you with limited information. I have
Look,
the train schedule and the fare
property?
Information. Other than that, I'm not going to be able to help you much.
I've lost my willy.
Well, you can call back then later on. Thank you for calling Metro North.
So what should I do now?
And you have a good day.
That is customer service. Yeah.
He was great at just repeating everything Peggy said, wasn't he?
Peggy's wind-up call on the KFC Breakfast Show.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Got a true story for you. It's a true story. It's also some thoughts on life as well. It kind of makes sense, this true story. Almost like a CD hug in a way, but not as serious. The CD hugs, by the way, we'll just put them on hold for a couple of weeks until Secret Celeb goes, because there's just no room for them. But the ones that we have done of late, they are on our website if you want to download them. Just log on to radiocity.co.uk/Kev and scroll down to CD hugs. Okay, this morning's true story. It's about lessons in life, really. I've got three lessons for you. The first one is lesson one. A crow was sitting on a tree doing nothing all day. A small rabbit noticed the crow and said, "Can I sit like you and do nothing all day?" The crow answered, "Well, why not? Of course." So the rabbit sat on the ground below the crow and just rested. Then all of a sudden a fox appeared, jumped on the rabbit and ate it. And the moral of that story is, to be sitting and doing nothing, you must be sitting very, very high up. Like we are. Yeah. All right, that's lesson number one. Lesson number two is about a turkey who was chatting with a bull. "Do you know, I'd love to be able to get to the top of that tree," said the turkey, "but I haven't got the energy." "Well, why don't you nibble on some of my droppings?" replied the bull. "'Cause they're packed with nutrients." The turkey pecked at a lump of dung and found that it actually gave him enough strength to reach the first branch of the tree, would you believe? Anyway, the next day, after eating some more dung, he reached the second branch, and finally, after a fortnight, there he was, proudly perched at the top of the tree. Amazing. Soon, though, the turkey was promptly spotted by a farmer who shot the turkey out of the tree. And the moral of that story? A load of bull might get you to the top, but it won't keep you there. Right. And then finally, lesson number three is this. When the body was first created, all the parts wanted to be boss. The brain said, look, I should be boss because I control all of the body's responses and functions. The feet said, well, we should be boss, really, because we kind of carry the brain about, you know, and get him where he wants to go, so we really should be boss. The hands said, well, we should be boss, they said, because we do all the work and earn all the money. Finally, the bum spoke up, as it does frequently. And all the parts laughed at the idea of the bum being the boss. So the bum went on strike and blocked itself up and refused to work. Within a short time, of course, eyes became crossed, hands became clenched, the feet twitched, the heart and lungs began to panic, and the brain fevered. Eventually, they all decided that the bum should be the boss. And the boss just sat and passed out all the rubbish, right? And you know what the moral of that story is? You don't need brains to be a boss. Any ass will do. Morning, boss. I think I've just talked myself out of a job there. Taxi for Seed.
Download and get seeding. The Kev Seed Podcast. Secret Celebs.
Radio City's Secret Celebs.
With Andrew Collins graduates.
All right, you know the drill. Four celebrities here.
Radio
City 96.7.
Radio
City
96.7. Radio
City 96.7.
Who do you reckon they are? Let's see who it is that's been selected here. D-Side. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Kev.
How are you?
Not so bad, mate. Not so bad.
Tell me, you're just still waking up, are you?
Yeah, indeed.
Did you have a late night last night?
Not particularly, no. I'm just not a very good morning person.
You mean, I'm the same.
Still good for you. You have to get up early.
Oh, exactly. I know. What do you do, Chris?
Sell oil.
You well, sell oil?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Who to?
Surely
anyone. Surely not to the Arabs. Okay, Chris, we've got four celebrities here.
Radio
City 96.7.
Identify them in the correct order. Win what's in the pot. £12,667.70.
Radio
City 96.7.
Are you ready to play?
I am indeed.
Radio City Secret Celebs.
We've been allowing people to ask various members of the crew various questions.
Yes, and I believe it's your turn.
Yes.
No.
Chris, would you like to ask Kev Seed anything?
Shut up. Listen, it's best when the girls ask the blokes and the blokes ask the girls.
He was just saying before, wasn't he? He'd be willing to answer anything. Yes. Anything at all.
He said people don't really know the real you.
Well, let me just ask Chris. Chris, would you rather ask me a question or one of the girls a question?
I'm not bothered, Kev. I'll ask you.
Come on, where's the loyalty
come on,
there?
Man. You want to ask me a question?
Yeah, go on.
Go on, then.
Who are the four secret celebs?
That's a very good question, that. Unfortunately,
you said you're
going to
answer anything.
Yeah, you're right.
Ask him something about his love life instead.
Hang on, whose side are you on? I thought we were keeping it a secret. Right, Chris. Take a listen.
Radio
City 96.7.
There they are.
Radio
City 96.7.
Peggy's wind-up call on the way in a moment. Tell me who you think they are, Chris.
Okay. Number one, Justin Timberlake. Number two, Avril Lavigne. Number three, Leanne Rimes. And number four, Sam Neill.
All right. Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Radio
City 96.7.
Radio. Radio
City 96.7.
Avril Lavigne, Leanne Rams and Sam Neill. Going to put those in the computer, Chris. If you get all four, we'll give you £12,667.70.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Good luck. Come on, tell me.
Hold on a minute. I'm still thinking.
Well, hurry up. Our caller's waiting. How many's he got right?
I'm still thinking.
Just tell me how many he's got right, please.
Three.
Oh. Three out of four. I've never known the computer to talk back.
Sort him out.
Oh, Chris, three out of four means you go home with a big stack of nothing.
All right, thanks, Kev.
Nice talking to you.
Take care.
Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 8:26. You know what to do? We're going to put another £96.70 in the pot. That means it's worth £12,764.40. Stand by. Peggy Wind-Up call on the way.
Keep listening for another chance to play and win.
Radio City's Secret Celebs.
Radio City's Secret Celebs. With Andrew Collins, graduates. Personalised colour with L'Oreal Professional.
Radio City 96.7.
The Kev Seed Breakfast Show Podcast.
Yesterday, I was driving to my mum's yesterday evening and seeing some woman coming down the Melling Road. She was doing a bit of power walking.
Oh, yeah.
How funny does that look? She had the whole arms going like this.
Did she have any weights in her hands while she was walking? Some of them do that, don't they?
Yeah.
No,
it's
but
harder.
She looked, I just, as soon as I seen it, I just thought this music came to mind. I was expecting to see a big line of them.
Little baldy fella at the front getting slapped on the top of his head.
How funny does power walking look?
And now, Peggy's wind-up call.
It's not attractive, is it? Let's
she
be
didn't
honest.
Have a nurse's outfit on or anything like that.
No.
I hope she had a sports bra on.
As if I'd look at stuff like that.
Yeah.
What do you take me for? Right, it's 8:29. No, she never. Didn't even have a sports briefs on either. As I looked in my rearview mirror. I didn't even know why she was power walking. She looked fine to me. 8:29. We have a Peggy wind-up call for you. Five statements we have recorded with Peggy, and these are they for this week. The theme is lost property.
Look, is this lost property?
That's the first one.
Ooh. I need your help.
There's a reason why she's funding lost property, isn't there, Peg?
I've lost my willy.
That's right. So she says, what can she do now?
So what should I do now?
Yeah, and then we find out what Willy's all about.
Yes, yes, but he's 43 and he always goes missing, dear.
And our little wild card, which we're going to throw in every single week, is this.
Speak up, cloth ears.
Right. Right. So yesterday, can you remember who we phoned yesterday?
It was Heathrow, wasn't it, yesterday?
Heathrow Airport. Lost baggage, wasn't it?
It was Heathrow Airport. This morning I thought we'd phone up Euston Station in London.
Please leave your message after...
Property Euston, how's she speaking?
Look, is this lost property?
It's lost property, ma'am.
Oh, I need your help.
Hello, sorry?
Speak up, cloth ears!
I can't hear you, ma'am, sorry.
Oh, I need your help.
Okay, go ahead.
I've lost my willy.
You lost your bag?
I've lost my willy.
Sorry?
I've lost my willy.
Willy?
Look, is this lost property?
Yes, it is lost property, ma'am.
Oh, I need your help.
Yeah.
I've lost my willy.
You lost your willy? Where did you lose it?
So what should I do now?
Hello?